HW, which is the heavy rain.
Richard Capps, Philharmonia Virtuosi, playing the Brandenburg Concerto, number 3 by J.S. Bach on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. We don't have power over a lot in our lives, but you have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music this morning on KPR also comes from the Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Here's a piece by Claude Debussy that has a very honest title. It's just called For the Piano on KPR. A little suite for piano by Claude Debussy, in fact, just called For the Piano. Jean-Yves Thibaudet performing. Next, we'll hear Pierre Monteux's London Symphony Orchestra for the Empress of the Pagodas from the Mother Goose Suite, Maurice Ravel, and then those great variations that Brahms did on a theme by Haydn. And we've got live music coming up after the 11 o'clock news with the Lawrence Opera Theater. Looking forward to that. They're always a lot of fun. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City, kansaspublicradio.org. Music from Franz von Suppe to welcome you into the noon hour with the overture to the comedy Morning, Noon, and Night, and a passionate adagio for cello by Schumann. Classical music continues from noon to 3 on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Empress of the Pagodas, Mother Goose, Maurice Ravel. Next we'll have Leonard Bernstein's New York Philharmonic official recording of the Brahms Variations on a Theme by Haydn. And listen right after the 10 o'clock news in about half an hour, Rompe Sprezza. She breaks, she scorns, about a woman who breaks men's hearts and laughs about it. And then Haydn, True Haydn, a string quartet in D major we haven't heard on KPR since 2017. It's time we dusted that one off. And then a 20th century flute concerto, Jerome Maras. That's coming up before we have live music with the Lawrence Opera Theater. Singers, they're always a lot of fun in the 11 o'clock hour this morning here on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas Libraries. Kansas's largest library with more than 5.8 million items across multiple campus locations. Information on community resources and upcoming events is at lib.kU.edu. Leonard Bernstein's New York Philharmonic in Brahms, the Variations on a Theme by Haydn, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Check our playlists at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Next time on The Middle, the role of Christianity in our politics.
I don't interpret separation of church and state to mean that you can't have a conversation in the public square about religion. That's one of the most beautiful things about our country, is to have people with different beliefs.
We're on the road in Birmingham, Alabama, next time on The Middle. Join me Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. This is KPR. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1. Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Right after the news, listen for Rompe Spraza. She breaks, she scorns, a woman who has no mercy. Before we hear a Haydn string quartet and a Jerome Maras flute concerto. 71 degrees now in Lawrence, 94% humidity. Scattered showers mainly before 10, a high of 81 with nice northern breezes. We've got a 40% chance for a little bit more rain. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 57, sounds nice. And tomorrow, Friday, sounds like a peach. It should be a little bit sunny, with a high of only 76 for tomorrow. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Industrial average is up nearly 560 points. That's 1.5%. The NASDAQ is up more than 2%. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Here are Kathleen Battle and Wynton Marsalis on KPR. Rompe, sprezza, she breaks, she scorns. That's by Alessandro Scarlatti, with Kathleen and Wynton, with the Orchestra of St. Luke's. Just a reminder that in an hour we'll hear some live music with members of this summer's Lawrence Opera Theater. There'll be selections from Don Giovanni, Mozart's wonderful opera. How can you not enjoy an opera where the stone guest, a statue in a cemetery, confronts Don Giovanni. Don Giovanni is afraid, but his friend Leporello says, well, I don't know, invite him to dinner. So Don Giovanni does, and the statue accepts. How can you not love that? It's a great opera. Anyway, they're also doing The Path to Heaven and selections from Gilbert and Sullivan, Trial by Jury, and a couple of pieces from Angels and Demons, An Evening of Opera Scenes and Arias, plus their musical theater cabaret, Heroes and Villains, a musical theater cabaret. So we'll get a taste of it next hour. These performances will be open to the public, not this weekend, but next. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting Mozart's Don Giovanni, a tale of the infamous seducer, navigating through a world of love, lust, and revenge. Friday, August 16th and Sunday, August 18th at the Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. Now here's a Haydn string quartet in D major from Opus 20, the fourth one with the Lindsay string quartet on KPR. That's one of the not-so-popular Franz Josef Haydn string quartets, but a great piece. The string quartet in D major, the fourth one from Haydn's Opus 20, with the Lindsay string quartet. Next we'll hear a Jerome Maras flute concerto here on Kansas Public Radio, and looking forward to going live in the 11 o'clock hour with music not recorded but done for us here at KPR with members of the Lawrence Opera Theater. They're doing Mozart's Don Giovanni and some other things. Not this weekend, but the next. You can get the scoop at lawrenceopera.org. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and kansaspublicradio.org will tell you more. Some interesting arrangements on a chamber music night from the Sunflower Music Festival. Join us for a Bach cello classic for oboe, a Prokofiev piano sonata for wind quintet, plus the beloved César Franck piano quintet in F minor, quite a passionate piece. That's this evening at 7 for Classics Live, only on KPR. From the 1970s, that was the Flute Concerto by Jerome Maras.
It has been a year since Lahaina lost more than 100 people to the devastating wildfires in West Maui. Residents have leaned into community to get by, but morale is waning.
It's still a very strong air of uncertainty.
Yeah, I mean, if I sit down and really think about the future, it really is, you know, kind of paralyzing.
We'll check in for an update on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Starting at 3, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Good morning, it's 11 o'clock. Some interesting arrangements on a chamber music night from the Sunflower Music Festival. Bach for oboe, cello for oboe, a Prokofiev piano sonata for wind quintet. You'll have to hear it to believe it. Plus the passionately played César Franck piano quintet. That's tonight at 7 for Classics Live, only on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and the surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, that's K-A-N-U, and K-A-N-U, HD1 Lawrence, K-A-N-H, K-A-N-H, HD1 Emporia, K-A-N-V, and K-A-N-V, HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and K-A-N-Q, Chanute.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.